Did you know that Norway is a constitutional monarchy? Oh, yeah, yeah. It means they have a king.
So it's true. Mm-hmm. Elvis is alive. No.
Another thing, you know, you better not get caught driving drunk.
Why?
Well, if you're caught, you have to spend 30 days in jail. They suspend your license.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they fine you 10% of your annual income.
So that would be $12. Do you know where I can buy some whiskey around here?
Well, in Norway, you can only buy liquor from special stores called, good God. How you say it? Yeah, that. So do you know about the midnight sun?
Huh?
The midnight sun?
Is that Norway's that man?
No, in the summer, some parts of Norway get 24 hours of sunlight.
What?
That they have 24 hours of sunlight.
Well, that's almost a whole day.
So we've done a lot of interesting things while in Norway.
Yeah, this morning I milked a goat.
Oh.
How can they have gotten that at me? I think I was touching his chick.
On another subject, I was talking about with Walter, the Norwegians invented skiing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. In Norwegian, the word ski means piece of wood.
Oh, yeah, a piece of wood, yeah. Can I try speaking Norwegian?
Sure.
Okay. That hot lady in the front row is giving me a big ski.
Heard something else interesting. Did you know that Norway sends Sweden its garbage to use in its recycling programs?
A lot of countries import other countries' garbage. Canada gave us Justin Bieber.
I was telling one of the other guys, you know that Norway means path to the north?
That's interesting, because where we're from, Mexico means pack your bags and start running north.
All right.
Belfast the other day, and I'm like, what? Belfast? Am I here for a job interview? I love Dublin. I would never do anything evil to Dublin.
Really? I'm afraid of the soccer fans.
But have you looked at this audience?
Yes.
Closely. When the lights are up?
Yes.
I am made entirely out of bone and teeth, and my color actually blends in.
All right, Ahmed, look, as everybody was coming in tonight, they were given an opportunity or two to ask you a question.
Yes.
And everybody wrote them down, and before the show, we grabbed a handful, and I think you should answer them.
Okie dokie.
All right. Dear Ahmed, does Guinness go right through you?
You asshole! Yes, and so does potatoes, corned beef, and fucking sunlight.
All right, Victor, a very important question. Victor, is this legitimate? Yeah. Okie dokie. It's...
What?
All right, you really want to do this? Okay.
Holy shit. From Victor. It says, Dear Ahmed, would you help me propose to my girlfriend? No. Next question. I'm just kidding. Victor, can we turn on house lights, please? House lights. Okay, The guy's working the lights that are smoking weed. Turn on the fucking lights. There he is. Okay. Victor, before you do this, think this through. Okay, all right, let's hear it. This is the saddest thing I have ever seen. I asked your mommy to marry me, prompted by a dead terrorist. If you have kids, name the first one Ahmed.
You ever shot Walmart after midnight? Holy smokes. Oh, they ought to charge a cover charge in there after midnight. Dadgum, it's like a casting call for Ripley's Believe It or Not in that place. If you've never been to the circus, go to Walmart after midnight. You're bound to see a couple of bearded women, a toothless wonder, and the fattest man in the world on a scooter up there. They got good deals after midnight, though. Last time I was up there after midnight, 75% off self-esteem. That's right. I walked in there like this. I walked out like this. I was like this. That's right. You can get everything at Walmart except good customer service. Holy smokes. Here's my impression of the hiring practices at Walmart. Let me ask you this. You ever cared about anything in your entire life? No? All right, you start Tuesday, all right? We'll put you in the DVD department. My wife wanted to go to Walmart. She's trying to find the cheapest mop she could get for something she's doing. So we go to Walmart, get a mop, $4.95. Go up there to pay for the mop, and the lady goes, "You want to buy the protection on this?" You know what? I think we're going to risk it this time. All right. Got a 95% chance we're going to throw that away when we're done with it anyways. At our super Walmart, you can get your hair cut. They got everything. My buddy got his hair cut at Walmart. $20 for a haircut. Actually, $5 for a haircut. $15 for the hat you got to wear next 3 weeks. Got a doctor's office up at the Walmart. Holy smokes. People going in there. I was there the day they gave a guy 3 months to live in there. And he ended up getting hired as a door greeter once he walked out that door. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor. And my wife goes, "Well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots." Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Dadgum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Dadgum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about. I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, "Is it safe to go in there?" He goes, "Yeah, why?" I go, "You're in a hazmat suit." He goes, "I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts." So every time I go up my local Walmart, I'm friends with a lot of folks up there. But every time I go up there, I see Doug. I always wave to Doug. I walk in, "What's up, Doug?" Doug kind of, you know, every time, "Hey, Doug. Let me ask you something. Have you ever called somebody the wrong name for about 5 years?" They don't even acknowledge you're calling them the wrong name. Just make you look like a douchebag for 5 years. Well, I finally got to talking to Doug 3 days ago. Her name's Denise.
I'm also married, you guys. I'm married to married the girl of my dreams. I'm very lucky. Yeah, she's the coolest. We actually figured out the foolproof way to make a marriage work. What we do is my wife, Serena, makes all the little decisions, right? So I don't have to sweat any of that, Right? Then I, of course, make the big decisions, and then she decides which decisions are big or little. So, yeah. Works out perfectly for her, and I pick our cereal. So whatever, I'm just saying. She's the best. Right? One of the things I love about her is she keeps me grounded, right? She calls me on my bull, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of these idealists. I got the answers for everything. I'm arguing with people in my living room trying to solve the Middle East, right? Like, here's what Israel-Palestine needs to do. They need to start from nonviolence and understanding. And I'm always like, would you please shut up, all right? You're not going to solve Israel-Palestine from our living room. Don't you have a sister that hasn't talked to you in a year and a half? Why don't you get your whole family to unblock you on Facebook and then you solve the Middle East? She's right. We got a little boy, right? We named our son Owen because that's what we figure we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives. Yeah, you got kids? Those things are not cheap, right? People are like, dude, you got to start saving for his college pronto, Tom. That's 30 grand a year minimum. Like, well, then he's going to be home colleged. Yeah, I don't have that kind of money laying around. He's going to the North Carolina School of Home College. I don't know if you have kids. My son's got it made, right? He doesn't even realize how lucky he's had it as a little boy, all right? First of all, he's got a father who believes in nonviolence. Yeah, which he tests all the time. I don't know about y'all. It's amazing how the whole day can turn around. Everybody's happy. The sun is shining down. Laughter's in the air. And then that little punk won't put his shoes on. Like, let's go. Put your shoes on. How many times did I tell you? It's frustrating, right? Martin Luther King had kids. He was committed to nonviolence. Right? I don't know how he did it. Like, let's go. Put your shoes on or we are marching. I've had it. They won't eat their vegetables again, Coretta. Grab the picket signs. Here we go, around the kitchen. Eat your peas! Eat your peas! Well, I don't know. It's not easy, right? My wife wasn't always on board with the nonviolence thing. Right, raising kids is hard. You know, when I met my wife, she wanted to have 4 or 5 kids. And then we had Owen, and she was like, this is it. One day he's like, why can't I be a big brother? Well, maybe you should have thought of that when you were one. Maybe slept through the night a few more times. Yeah, there's a reason why kids are so cute. It's so you won't throw them in a dumpster at 3 a.m. Yeah, and if you're not laughing, you don't have kids. That's my philosophy on that. But that nonviolence thing is hard, right? But that's the thing. If you want to see nonviolence in the world, right? If you read about it, they all say if you want to see it in the world, first you got to be it in yourself, right? You have to be it in yourself, and then it reflects from you to the rest of the world. All of them say that. Buddha, not Buddha, you know, Jesus, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, they all say you got to do that. So I'm trying, but it's hard. It really is. It's amazing how much you can love something and want to throw it into a wall at the same time. But I was reading about Gandhi and something that stuck with him about nonviolence when he was coming up from his dad, right? Where he got in a bunch of trouble at school. His dad was furious with him. Comes out from meeting with the teachers. He's all mad. He's like, all right, Gandhi, obviously I'm not doing a good enough job as a father. And he punished himself and he walked the 10 miles back from the school, right? And that stuck with Gandhi somehow, right? So I'm reading that and I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. I live a mile from the school and I'm not doing that. But it did stick with me, right? And Owen's like 4 or 5 and he's not listening. I'm getting super frustrated by it. If I'm like, all right, Owen, listen up. Obviously, your mother is not doing a good enough job. So start listening to me right now or I'm going to have to smack her. And that's on you. I would never do that. No, it's a joke. That's the point. I'm a nonviolence guy, remember?
I went to school with a lot of white kids. It was mostly white kids until about the sixth grade. Sixth grade, I started going to an all-black school, and I learned a lot. You know, like I didn't know that black kids could smell fear. I didn't know that. But my first day on the bus, I had on like a terrible outfit. Yeah, like I had some cargo shorts and some like white tube socks. Like, it was the Steve Urkel Fall Collection. Like, I thought I was killing it. And they talked about my socks for 45 minutes on this bus ride. It was like, his socks bright white. I can't see. He got the sun on his ankles. And they did that for like 3 months. Right? So one day I got tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Same kid kept picking on me every day. So I walked on the bus. I was like, today's the day I'm going to say something. I got on the bus, right? He started again. He was like, man, your sock's bright white. I can't see. And I was like, you know what? Your mama. And they did that. The whole bus did that right there. He was like, what'd you say, Caleb? And I said, your mama liked these socks the other day. And that was the first time I got beat up on the bus. It was that bad. In sixth grade. It was terrible. No, man, I had to learn how to fight, too. I didn't know that going into middle school, but I had to learn how to fight quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, the second fight I got into, I lost. But I don't really count it, necessarily. So I'm going to just tell y'all what happened. And then you can decide if I lost or not, right? I was playing basketball downtown, right, with some of my friends. There's this one dude, he was terrible. He was fouling people, all kinds of stuff. And so I grabbed the ball, I threw it at the back of his head. He was getting on my nerves, man. And he stopped and he was like, yo, who threw that basketball at me? And I was like, man, that was a pass if you would have caught it, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you. He was like, Caleb, you got to see me right now. He was moving so much, it looked like he was dancing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you done picked the wrong dude, man. 5'6", 7". And I woke up in the hospital, man. My friends was all standing around me. They were like, Caleb, you killed that dance battle, man. That was crazy. I was like, thank you. Thank you. No, man, it's been a lot of fun growing up in North Carolina. I grew up broke, though. I didn't have a lot of money. Like, we just had, like, one food group. I feel like we just made sandwiches all the time. That's how we survived. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody broke in here? Some of y'all lying. That's okay. That's okay. Sir. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. No, man, I feel like we just had one food group growing up. We just had bread. That was it. Because we just made sandwiches all the time. That was it. We had, like, ham sandwiches, bologna sandwiches, Raisin Bran sandwiches. We had sandwich sandwiches. You know what a sandwich is? That's where you got one piece of bread and then two more pieces of bread on top of that. It's a sandwich. On occasion, we had trail mix. I hated trail mix. Oh, my God. I know white people look confused. Black people got very different trail mixes. Now, you guys didn't know that. Like, white people trail mix got, like, you know, fresh picked berries in it, roasted nuts, happiness in it. You know what I'm saying? Black people trail mix got, like, gummy bears in it. They got last year Halloween candy in the trail mix, the dry pieces of Lucky Charms in it. Not the marshmallows, but the dry pieces. It's terrible. But I decided, like, if I ever make it, like, if I ever become famous, I'm gonna make a movie about my life, and I'm gonna call it Broke Black Mountain.
This is a very big year for me, folks. I turned 60 years old this year. Yeah. Yeah. I probably should have had a piece of fruit back in 83. I got up this morning, I looked in the mirror and went, whatever. You know, I've peaked, you know? It's not getting any better, you know what I mean? When you're turning 60, you know, you realize you got to give up a few things, you know? Like hopes and dreams. You know? I've been having this pain in my shoulder lasting 6 weeks. My doctor says to me, you know, Tone, as you get older, your body just doesn't bounce back quickly from an injury. I'm like, Doc, I was combing what's left of my hair. It's tough getting older. I'm telling you, folks, AARP has been sending me a bunch of stuff, right? You look like you know what I'm talking about, right? They send me stuff in the mail all the time. The other day, I got a letter in the mail saying if I renewed my membership, they would send me a special gift. Yeah. Did you get that letter? A fanny pack. A fanny pack. Because nothing says 60's the new 40 like a fanny pack. What's next? White socks, sandals, Bermuda shorts, and a straw hat? You know what I mean? The AARP. I think the AARP is kind of like the senior citizen mafia. Yeah. You would, they, if they came out with a movie, it'd be called The Grandfather, you know? And that pivotal scene would have a line, leave your teeth, take the cannoli, you know? I heard the AARP is coming out with a dating app for seniors. Yeah, it's called Plenty of Fish with Health Insurance. Yeah. A lot of crazy stuff in the news. You guys, I'm Italian, you guys probably couldn't figure that out, but the Pope's been in the news. Right, this week, he was in the news yesterday. He's big in the Italian community. I don't know if you know that. Maybe not that much here. But where I come from, he's big, huge, few. We're really into the Pope. And I like this guy. I like this Pope. But they lied to us about him, right? When he first got elected, when that white smoke went up, they said, oh, we finally got an Italian Pope again. He's not Italian. He's not. He's from Argentina. Did you know that? That's not Italian. I want an Italian Pope. I want a Pope that's gonna come out onto that balcony in front of a million people and go, hey. How you doing, you know? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Forget about it, you know? I want a Pope from New Jersey, that's what I'm saying.
I've changed since the last time I was up here. Changed a bunch of things about myself for my wife and our baby and our future. I don't sound bitter. I'm not. I changed a bunch of things. I no longer go to stripping clubs. I don't know if you guys call them that up here, but they don't call them that where I come from either. But it turns out that the wife doesn't like it when I come home from Vegas and my glasses smell like fake tits. And they do have a scent. They smell like a new balloon. Reminds you of childhood. Thanks, fake stripper tits, for taking me back to a simpler time. You're awesome. I love strippers. Like, if I see a stripper in the airport, it's the same as seeing a dude in the military. It's like, thanks. Yeah, we're super fucking proud of you. I say you're out there doing God's work, stripper lady, and or military person, giving dudes boners and killing them. Separately. I have definitely been to some strippers up here in your area, in the Seattle area. I think I bought some girls a car or two over the years. Well, you got to tip big when you come on them. It's called a gentleman's club. That is what true gentlemen do. Madam, I am deeply sorry. How much money will it cost to make you stop crying? I will hit the ATM and be right back. My favorite kind of strippers are not the kind of strippers that most guys love. It's not like the hot college girl that's working her way through school for 6 or 8 or 10 years. Or the lady who maybe should have quit 15 years ago. Or the lady made completely of plastic. Those are not my favorite kind of strippers. My favorite kind of strippers are the punk rock chicks and the metal chicks. Yeah. That have no business stripping because they hate dudes. And here's the thing, stripper. You should kind of be a people person if you're gonna do that, because stripping is sort of the service industry. It's like Jamba Juice with hard-ons. They're full of attitude and they hate men and everything, and they're covered in tattoos, and I love tattoos, but sometimes they're workplace inappropriate. The girl will have the giant back piece of Count Chocula and Boo Berry, riding a unicorn, chopping off Ronald McDonald's dick with a machete. And you're like, what the fuck, lady? Put a shirt on. My wiener's crying. And not in the way he is supposed to. The worst slash best stripper tattoo I've ever seen was on a lady up in this area, and she had, we all know the tramp stamp, right? Right, the tattoo. Yeah, it's sexy. The tattoo right above the b-hole. I know, most guys call it the a-hole, but I think it does b-work. Yeah. Yes. If we're rating holes, and it turns out, since it's my special, we are. The front hole, that's the a-hole. It's pretty. That's where you want to be most of the time. This other one, I've seen some B's, some C's, some D's, some F's, some incompletes. Take care of your buttholes, lady. That's what that joke's about.
Right away, hey, where are my Mexicans at?
Woo!
Woo! Two of us. That's it, right? And let me tell you something, the wall didn't chase us away. They at work. Oh, now we can't work. You saw, that guy sounded like, I was just in the South. I won't even tell you what state, right? This guy yells at me, he goes, that's right. And we're gonna make you Mexicans build the wall. I go, right away, you're giving us jobs. And complaining, right? And that's why I said Mexicans steal jobs. Let me tell you, I grew up in the hood, bro. Never did I go to my cousin's house and say, hey, what's up, Chachi? He goes, hey, come over here, bro. Hey, me and Chewy, we went out last night, bro, and we stole 3 jobs, bro. And I'm like, really? You got 3 jobs? What'd you get, bro? He goes, oh, well, I got a farm worker. We got a roofer and a concrete finisher. I go, bro, you didn't steal those jobs, bro. They left those out for you to take. I told him, call me when you get a good one, like a CEO or a manager, you know? He's like, oh, bro, you can't steal those jobs. They got alarms on those ones. And you don't want us to build a wall, bro. If we built the wall, we'll leave a hole. I go say, is that a hole? No, senor. That is not a hole. No, that is artwork. My cousin, he's very creative. This particular piece here, we call this one freedom. Crazy, bro. Crazy. It's hard to be a Mexican, man. It's hard, man, you know? And then they yell at you, right? They yell at you. This guy goes, go back to where you came from. I am 40% Native American. I told him, ta-da. I go, now your turn, bro. I'm kidding. Don't go. We need the tax base, bro. Hard on us, man. And I'm not even mad at the wall. You know what I'm mad at? That you people don't think we know how to climb a wall. Right? They built this wall in the middle of nowhere and left, right? That is building material. They're going to go back to that part of the wall and they're going, well, there was a wall here before. And right on the other side of the border, there's going to be a new Mexican town built out of the wall. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, all right, let's get this out of the way. I want to get this out of the way. Breaking Bad fans in the house? Nice. Good for you. Suck for me, bro. I'm telling you, I'm from the hood, bro. I didn't know I was going to grow up and play a DEA agent on... I can't go to no more parties in the hood, bro. I show up to a party, they're like, hey, hey, you can't come in here, bro. You're a DEA, bro. I'm like, no, dude, I'm not a DEA, man. I'm an actor. No bullshit. I seen you on TV. And I'm like, Dad. It's Christmas and shit, bro. I mean, I brought the kids, man. Come on.
Born in Portland, Oregon, so all my friends are white, so I feel safe right now. No problem. My best friend's white. He always tries to categorize me. Recently, he was like, hey, man, you're Indian, right? And I'm like, that's right. So you're from India. I was like, way to go, Steve. You nailed it. He's like, all right, India's in Asia. I guess that makes you Asian. I was like, nah, man, Asians are Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, all the kneeses. He's like, my bad, you're not Asian. I guess it makes you what, like Middle Eastern, right? I'm like, whoa, 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 Asian it is. Take it easy, buddy. You know? Don't start that again, am I right? Do we have any Middle Easterners here tonight?
Yeah!
All right, looks like I'm skipping the next joke, right? I had to make sure, ooh, ooh. It only takes one, all right? JK. JK, everybody. I like this. I feel at home. I like it. Racism goes all the way, though. Like, you know, people can be like, listen, white people, you know, there's a lot of racism against white people, too, right? Have you seen these documentaries on serial killers? My God. Every episode? Oh, no. That's no good. Everyone. I back you up. I got your back. I'm like, you know, this is racist. Not all white people are serial killers. The problem is all serial killers are white. And that's as far as I can go. What else can I do? And it's not like it's white people's fault. It's not like in your blood. It's just white people, only people in the world that can be serial killers. White people are the only people in the world that can get away with 8 unsolved murders in a row. There's no other ethnicity that can do that. It's not your fault. It's just you're the only one that can do it. So why not? Black people want to be serial killers? Of course they do. They can't. Could you imagine a black serial? He would get pulled over on the way to getting supplies. He'll just be driving, minding your own business. What seems to be the problem, officer? Your taillight's out. No, it's not. Officer down. I mean, is that... Indians, Hispanics, Asians, we can't be serial killers. Our family's way too nosy. My mom's a snitch. My mom would sniff that out. Where is the rope? What happened to the duct tape? Where is the bleach? Damn, Mom! Get out of my robe! I'm checking your trunk. You can't go in the trunk. Mom, there's people in there. Why are you doing this? You raised me. Trying to make a name for myself. That's what you wanted, right, mother?